Tarot for Beginners, the complete guide to tarot spreads and card meanings. How to read any tarot card using your intuition in 7 days. Written by Lindsay Silva. Narrated by Maggie Kinsman.
Introduction. When I was a child, my grandmother used to tell me that I come from a long line of witches. Of course, everyone in my family thought my grandmother was insane and shrugged it off as just another one of her crazy stories. But not me. I used to sit by her feet and listen intently as she told the grandchildren about her mother, who was a seer. She claimed that her mother could see the future in her dreams. Now, as a child, you can imagine the grandkids being fascinated. I was the only grandkid to grow up keeping that fascination. Needless to say, I was the favorite grandchild. When I entered my early teens, my grandmother passed away, but not before she could give me my very first tarot deck. It was already old and worn, and the edges had begun to tear. Still, I treasured it with my heart. I didn't know how to use it, so I would sit on my bed when my parents were asleep and try out some spreads. I had no idea what any of the cards meant, no idea whether or not the spreads I tested out were actual spreads. Even though I didn't know what I was doing, it was like stepping into another dimension. It was at that stage that my life changed forever. After school, I used to go to the library where I read every book there was on tarot decks and how to use them. My parents thought I was busy with sinister things, as they never saw me at home anymore. They even thought I was lying when I told them I was at the library. I didn't bother explaining any of what I was doing to them. I knew they would dub me as crazy as my grandmother. I didn't care about what they thought, because I was learning about things that had tickled my fancy since I was a small child. I was in my very own little heaven. I learned that it is a potent tool for self-awareness, and that the cards reveal things that our minds are blind to. It may not be a problem solver, but it helps by illuminating aspects and angles of problems that we can never even think of considering. I didn't just stumble upon the tarots by chance. There are no chances. The universe is out there giving us energy and strength to create our own chances, and sometimes when we're too slow to create them, the universe pushes us forward so we stumble across them. Let's take a look at what you need to know before you read this book. I will teach you everything you need to know to get started, from choosing your deck to interpreting your cards to the simplest of spreads that anyone can do. But this book, this little helper of yours, will guide you through the steps to get you up and going, and even take you as far as doing readings for yourself and friends. But what we need to have a look at first is what tarot actually is. The tarot deck has 78 cards divided into 56 minor arcana cards and 22 major arcana cards. Consulting the tarot is like looking into your own soul. By connecting to it on a spiritual level, the cards reveal the things we refuse to see ourselves. Once you've realized that you cannot see the future, you've taken the first step. The cards won't reveal things like, "Will I get a promotion?" but instead will tell you what you need to know in order to get the promotion. The cards helped me unlock my full potential. It unbarred things inside of me that had been locked up for years and forced me to see what I had refused to see before. The cards became a part of me, and they opened my eyes to new possibilities. Through the mystical flowering of the tarot deck splayed before me, my head became clear, and they showed me exactly what I needed to know. Chapter 1, History of the Cards. In the late 14th century, the trump cards came into play. These are the ancestors of the tarot cards as we know them today. There were four different suits, much like the ones we know the tarot cards have. We have Italian artists to thank for the additional cards and their gorgeous illustrations, who added new cards to the existing suits after a few decades of using the cards as they were. Back then, only the wealthy could afford these cards, and they often commissioned artists to create custom sets of cards for them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?